And now, In-Flight Entertainment is proud to present Marauder Radio.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
You may be right.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
I may be crazy.
Okay. Good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of Marauder Radio, your lunatic lover and poet, Mr. Bob Zema.
Bob Zema, and I am the resident lunatic lover and poet here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe. Love having you here. Oh my gosh, it's not, oh, there we go. Now we're live. The live studio feed, if you want to watch live on YouTube, you can watch live on YouTube. How exciting is that, right? You can go over to my YouTube channel, The Bob Zema, I believe is the YouTube channel. You know, I should probably figure that out before I go live. Wouldn't that be helpful, people? Wouldn't that be something that a professional podcaster and a professional video producer would know? But I'll tell you what, go to bobzima.com, B-O-B-Z-I-M-A.com. You can find the live studio feed. You can also listen live on Blog Talk Radio. All of that information is on my primary website, bobzema.com. But hey, welcome. Welcome to the Grumpy Gator Cafe. Welcome to the show, Graham. Today we are going to be talking about getting back in the saddle. I'm getting back in the saddle, doing the live video feeds, doing the live radio show, Graham. And then, of course, the radio show, Graham, once it is finished, once I'm finished producing it, then what I end up doing is doing some production stuff to it and posting it on the blog page. So live video, or excuse me, the live video and the live audio give you an opportunity to interact with and talk with me, while the podcast takes the radio show, Graham, that was recorded live and then puts that out on a podcast format. And I add some, you know, little drop-ins and music and things like that to make it a little bit more robust. But anyway, everybody, great to have you here. This morning, it is March 5th, and I am getting back in the saddle. This particular live stream, my YouTube channel, my podcast, the radio show, they focus on mental wellness. The radio show, the podcast is called Marauder Radio. It is pirate radio. Pirate radio. Arr, my taste. For mental wellness. I believe in mental wellness. I know mental health, mental illness, they can have stigma associated with them. But I like to focus on mental wellness. What can you do each and every day to improve your overall psychological fitness so that your life isn't a cardboard dirt sandwich with a side of sawdust, so that your life is vibrant, flavorful, full of love and compassion and excitement? It doesn't mean that you're not going to have anxiety and depression, because you will. Anxiety and depression, folks, disappears when you die. And I don't think we necessarily want to use that as our primary goal. Life is full of ups and downs, back and forth, lefts and rights, dark and lights, hot and cold. It's a constant battle of two poles on a continuum. And we will always have anxiety and depression, because the three primary emotions that we experience, happy, sad, and scared, much like the three primary colors, right? You have three primary emotions, happy, sad, and scared. We can mix those together, happy and sad, and that can be, for example, a graduation experience, a wedding, when you're giving your daughter away or walking her down the aisle, or your son who's the groom. So we can mix happy and sad. We can even mix happy and scared. What's a little bit of happy and scared? Well, excitement. I'm thrilled. Woo! I can't wait to go on that roller coaster. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to going down to Florida. I got a second mortgage on the house, and I'm going to be able to afford a Disney vacation, and we're going on Tron Light Cycle. And there's enough fear there, right? Because you haven't been on it before. You're not quite sure how it's going to be. There's a little fear, but there's also happy. So like the primary colors, we can mix the primary emotions, happy, sad, and scared, and we come up with every other emotion there is, just like the primary colors. 16 million colors, I doubt there's 16 million different emotions. But this show, the podcast, my blog, the live video feeds, the shorts that I do, all focus on mental wellness. How do we achieve mental wellness through the development of psychological fitness skills? The other piece is that, yeah, I focus a lot on male mental wellness, right? Guys with penises. Well, that would be most guys, right? But for the end of the day, I focus on male mental wellness. I focus on helping males find mental wellness through the development of psychological fitness skills. And we'll talk a little bit about why I focus so much on men or males, if you want to go that route. Men being gender's identifiable now. You get to choose in today's world. But biologically, you've got male, females, and then a combination of the two. But I focus mostly from a biological sex assignment is what we say. I focus on males, and that's what we're going to look at. But the primary focus of this website overall, even though it is focused mostly on male individuals, definitely on how to develop psychological skills, how to get your head out of your ass, number one, and start thinking appropriately, start being accurate. And number two, then get your ass off the couch and get busy living life. And I use a lot of storytelling, narrative therapy as an example, and you'll hear a lot of that in this show. Speaking of stories, folks, do I look like a guy who less than five weeks ago had open-heart surgery? Now I realize, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio listening live to the showgram, I realize you're like, Bob, we can't see you, man. I know you got a face for radio, buddy. You've got a face for radio, my man. But I can't see you. If you're on the live YouTube stream, of course you can see. Although I seem to be having problems with this live YouTube stream. I think it could be because, looks like my computer froze up now. Oh, boy. There we go. Now we're back. I can't tell if it froze up, man. It froze up good. This is why this is the first show back. We're working out the kinks. I bet I even have I'm tapped into the right internet feed, too. So that was kind of funky. That was kind of weird. But if you're on the live YouTube channel, then you can say, hey, yeah, you don't look like a guy. Or maybe you could say, yeah, you do look like a guy. You look like a guy who just finished 5 weeks of cardiac rehab. But on January 31st, so it'll be 5 weeks on this Tuesday, I had open heart surgery. I was born in 1965 with a congenital heart defect known as cryptology of Fallot, which comes with four unique heart defects, not just one, but four. And in 1971, when I was 6 years old, I had a corrective heart surgery. That was done at Cook County Hospital in Chicago. And somewhere in my 20s, I had a cardiologist tell me, well, you're going to need probably a valve replacement and a few other things as they open up the hood and take a look at your ticker. They're probably going to make some other adjustments, but you know what? That'll probably be when you're closer to 50. And at the age of 25, I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? I'm 25 years old. I feel great. 50? Shoot, that's double the life I've already lived. That's a long time away. Well, guess what, folks? I'm in my 50s, and that came back to roost, right? The cows came home, so to speak. And so last summer, over the summer, I was beginning to become symptomatic, having chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue when walking or moving around, was on the road doing some travels, visiting some national parks over the summer. And oh my gosh, all of a sudden, I found myself with some chest pains, with some shortness of breath, frustrated with everything over the summer. Saw my cardiologist at the end of the summer, sent me to the hospital for some exams because that's how my HMO insurance works. I have to go to the hospital for these tests, and so I did. And lo and behold, when I had the test, the techs got all freaked out. We did an echocardiogram. They did an EKG, and the techs were like, do you realize that you're in AFib? And I said, nope. They said, you don't feel it? I said, nope. They said, well, you're in AFib. And they kind of ran around like chickens with their heads cut off, and I thought for sure they were going to send me from this testing area of the hospital to the ER to be checked out, possibly even admitted. But they didn't. They sent me home, which was interesting. But good, though, because I was getting on a plane and going to Denver, Colorado the next day, and I didn't want to miss that trip. But I went and saw my cardiologist as a follow-up, maybe about a week and a half later. Actually, that's not true. It was Friday. They called, my cardiologist set up an appointment for the following Wednesday. And so I had gone to Denver, was back by Tuesday. Wednesday, I went to see my cardiologist. They did another EKG, the actual first time they ever did an EKG in his office after I'd been seeing him for about 8 years. And lo and behold, he referred me to a pediatric cardiologist with a specialty in adult congenital heart defects. So I went to a specialist of a specialist and got referred. And one thing led to another, and before you know it, they said, well, Bob, guess what? The time is up. You need to have a pulmonary valve replacement. We need to close that VSD again. We need to do some changes, my man. And so 5 weeks ago, I had open heart surgery, and they made those corrections. Needless to say, 5 weeks in, here I am back in the saddle, back on the air with the YouTube and the blog talk radio for Marauder Radio, Pirate Radio for Mental Wellness. And back in the saddle, going to start picking it back up again, getting back in the studio. I also, as a clinical professional counselor in the state of Illinois, offer live telehealth. Well, it's always good if you do it live versus recorded. But I do telehealth sessions Monday through Friday, working mostly, like I said before, with male individuals and couples who are looking to resolve conflict. Couples that are looking to resolve conflict. We'll talk about that towards the end of the show. But my cardiac rehab is beginning to get to a point now where I'm transitioning. I'm no longer convalescing, although really the first 2 weeks were convalescing. The last three have been about building strength back up, going to the health club, increasing my exercise routine, more time on the treadmill each and every week, just trying to get back into playing shape and playing weight, as they talk about. So anyways, long story short, I had open heart surgery just 5 weeks ago, and here we are, back in the studio, back ready to do Marauder Radio. If you're listening via the YouTube stream, or you're listening via the Blog Talk Radio stream, or you're listening on my website using the embedded player, don't hesitate to give us a call. You can call us at 515-605-9800. Again, that's 515-605-9800. Now, of course, if you're listening to this as a podcast after the show is aired, then no chance to call. But if you're one of those individuals that wants to join the world's largest therapy couch, then by all means, don't hesitate to follow social media, check out the website, subscribe to Blog Talk Radio, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you, of course, will be informed. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. You will be informed as to when the next live show is going to be produced, and you can certainly join the studio audience. This being my first show back in God knows how long, I really don't expect that many people to be watching or that many people to be watching. I know I had one person watching the stream for about 30 seconds, and then they tuned off, which, hey, we're, again, getting back into playing shape, right? Playing shape, playing weight. So doing the radio show is a little bit of – it requires a skill, folks, requires a skill. But that's a little bit about me getting back in the saddle, both with the private practice, but also with the media. I call it Media Mayhem for Mental Wellness. And again, our focus is predominantly for male individuals as well as couples to help them develop the skills they need to live the life they've desired, live the life they're creating, right? I believe you are the writer, producer, and director of your life. And are you writing the narratives? Are you crafting the narratives? Are you creating the scripts that help you achieve your dreams and goals and hopes and wishes? If not, I have to ask, why? Why are you not asking? I also deal with anger, help people, like I said, with conflict resolution and anger. And, you know, you'll hear all sorts of information on these areas. So anxiety, anger, and addiction are the primary things that I work on with male individuals or couples that have conflict resolution, couples that are trying to battle an issue related to addiction. And so that's where we go. Well, we're about 15 minutes into it, folks, so I'm going to take a brief break. Again, if you want to reach out, you're listening live on the Showgram page, Blog Talk Radio, my homepage, or a page on my website, or you're watching the live video stream on YouTube. You can call in at 515-605-9800. Again, 515-605-9800. Otherwise, we'll be back in just 2 minutes and 40 seconds, so stay with us. I'm Bob Zima. I am the resident lunatic lover and poet here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe, and you're listening to Marauder Radio, pirate radio for mental wellness. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
89 WLS. All right, let's pray. God of Rock, thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
As long as there's, you know, sex and drugs, I can do without a rock and roll.
Marauder Radio, starring Bob Zima, Pirate King of the Hole in the Soul crew, will continue in just a moment.
Pirate.
Play that fucking music, white boy. Lay down the boogie and play that fucking music till you die.
What the hell are you doing in the bathroom day and night? Why don't you get out of there? Give someone else a chance.
Hey everybody, it's Bob Zima, and I just want to tell you about my brand new psychological masterpiece. That's right, I wrote a book, and it's called Toilet Therapy, Healing Anger.
Do not go in there. Woo!
It's a crapper companion guide, and it's designed to help you remove the crap from your soul while you're, well, you know, doing your business in the library.
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
You can be the tiger in the bathroom that takes care of that roaring lion and tiger out in your real world. You'll spend hours and hours on the toilet with my crapper companion guide learning how to heal your anger and improve the quality of your life.
Hot damn, son, I believe you did tell your soul to the devil.
Cruise on over to BobZima.com to get your copy of Toilet Therapy Healing Anger and start your healing process today.
Who does number two work for?
Don't get me wrong, he seems like a nice guy, but my father's a nice guy, and he's not funny either.
If this is some kind of practical joke, it's not funny.
Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
You're going to need a bigger coach.
Everybody, welcome back to the show, Graham. My name is Bob Zima, and I am the resident lunatic lover and poet here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe, and you are listening to Marauder Radio. Arg, mateys! It's pirate radio for mental wellness. We have a live stream going over on YouTube on my channel, The Bob Zima. And also, you can listen live on Blog Talk Radio, Marauder Radio. And eventually, in probably a few days, this particular radio showgram will air maybe in pieces, depending on how I decide to do it, on the blog, Marauder Radio. and you'll be able to hear bits and pieces of it again. But what I usually do when I go into production is add some drop-ins and music and effects, and it becomes kind of a different experience than what you're experiencing now as you listen live. Again, if you are listening live or in the future, if you want to listen live, you can call in, be a part of the show, join us on the world's largest therapy couch, 515-605-9800. Again, 515-605-9800 if you're on the YouTube stream or you are listening live on Blog Talk Radio. Don't hesitate to call in, ask some questions, share your stories, challenge me. I always love when people challenge me because, folks, when it comes to mental wellness, there is no one way to look at it. There is no one way to solve problems. There is no one solution. There is no one process. The only process that you need to worry about is the one that works for you. You need to develop a set of psychological fitness skills unique to you, unique to your personality, your temperament, your life story. There's a million things we can do. You can meditate. You can journal. You can go for a walk. You can play pickleball. At the end of the day, there's a million things that we can choose from that help us create a psychological fitness skill set that helps us find mental wellness, that helps us deal with the BS of life, that helps us deal with the bullshit of life, just the bullshit of life, it's the bullshit of life, just the bullshit of life, yeah. We develop skills to be able to manage those things. Everybody's skill set, everybody's psychological skill set, completely different than the other person. Why? Because you're unique. Let's be honest. Personality, temperament, life story. No one has the same three combinations of those things other than you. And so when it comes to this particular podcast, my approach in counseling, if I'm working with you, I provide counseling to Illinois residents. It's all going to be about you. I'll use some similar techniques, some evidence-based practices like narrative therapy, reality therapy, client-centered therapy, but everything will be tailored to you, your unique personality, temperament, and life story. And this is the real benefit of counseling, folks. Now, the reality is that there are a gazillion counselors out there. There really is. There's a gazillion counselors. And when it comes to the benefits of counseling, all the research points in the same direction, right? Every research study that talks about the efficacy and the value of counseling focuses on the relationship the counselor and the counselee create, right? And that's why there are so many different counselors out there. Because just as your personality, temperament, and life story are unique to you, so is that for the counselor and their counselor characteristics. Their personality, their temperament, and their life story are going to heavily influence the kind of therapy that they offer. That's going to influence the environment and the dynamic that you create with that counselor. Whether I'm working with male individuals or couples, my personality, temperament, and life story get thrown into the mix. Their personalities or his personality, temperament, and life story get thrown into the mix as well, and that creates a dynamic. It is that dynamic where we can build trust, openness, honesty. And that's what counseling is about, right? You want to build what we call rapport. Well, this is the hardest part about counseling, too, in that it's not easy. It's not easy to start counseling. It's not easy to find that right mix that's going to work for you and going to work for the therapist. And so sometimes a little bit of effort. Sometimes you have to interview or meet with or talk to several counselors before you find the one that really is going to help you create that dynamic in that environment that is going to be beneficial for you. But at the end of the day, counseling can help everybody, absolutely help everybody, including men. Do you know that men are only about 23% of the overall group of people who go to counseling? So you've got 76% of those people in counseling are women, only 23% are men. Now, let's be honest. There's a million reasons, a million stigmas, a million sound bites why everyone goes, oh, I know why men don't go to counseling. They don't like talking about their emotions. Well, here's the thing. You don't have to talk about emotions in counseling if you don't want to. If you want to focus on how you're thinking, how you're problem solving, how you're coping, then that's fine too. counseling isn't about going into a room with a couple of couches, indirect lighting, some classical music, and a Keurig in the lobby just so you can blubber away and cry and share your emotions. That's not what counseling is, unless, of course, that's what you're looking for. That's what you want, and you know what? No problem with that, because if that's what you want, then go and find it, because there are counselors who will offer you that. On the other hand, if you want to find a counselor who's going to focus on how you're thinking, how you're problem solving, how you're diagnosing problems, how you're making decisions about how you're going to solve the problems you face without a lot of emotions, without a lot of tissues, without a lot of indirect lighting and comfy couches, then that's what you're looking for. Well, guess what? It's out there. You've got to go find it. And that, I think, is the hardest part. The reason most people, and particularly a lot of men, don't go to counseling is they never seek it out. They never look for it. If you're a guy right now listening to this podcast, watching this on YouTube, and you're thinking, maybe I want to go to counseling, good. Here's the first couple of things I would say. Is number one, consider going to a male therapist, right? Now, some males like to talk to female therapists. Nothing wrong with that. They're looking for a particular type of rapport. But if you're a pragmatic guy that feels a little angry at times, is dealing with some anxiety at times, has an addiction at times, and let me back up here for a second. I work with a lot of people who have anxiety. The reality is anxiety afflicts only smart people. If you have anxiety, feel good, you're smart, because anxiety cannot exist without the power of your imagination. And if you have imagination, that is a very powerful, well-defined, high-level form of thinking, because you are creating a world that doesn't exist. You are creating a world that may never exist, and it is in this world that doesn't exist, in this world that hasn't happened yet, that you begin to feel anxious emotions in the moment. You're thinking about the future, but it's in that moment. It is in that, you know, span of time that you're actually feeling the anxiety, right? So anxiety is here and now. It's real time. But what's it being generated from? Your brain considering a possible scenario that doesn't exist. For one, it may never even happen. And you need the power of imagination and storytelling to be able to create that anxiety. And here's the thing with anxiety as well. Not only does it require high-level cognitive processing, not only does it require high-level cognitive skills, you have to be intelligent. Because in order for that imaginative piece to work, there has to be enough reality grounded in it. And a lot of times, where does that reality come from? Your past life, right? Like I said, personality, temperament, life story. Because you've been there and done that. You know that that can happen. You know that this can be an issue. This can create loss for you. This can create hardship for you. And you begin to project that into the future using your imagination and your storytelling ability. And you use your life story as a foundational piece for reality. And then it becomes all too possible, all too real. Even though it hasn't happened and may never happen, in your mind, it's real enough that you begin to experience anxiety. When you have anxiety, many of us try to eliminate it. It's natural. It makes sense, right? We don't want it. It's like a hot potato. We don't want it. What happens when we have anxiety? Sometimes we become bitter, resentful, angry. We isolate. We pull back. Sometimes we turn to substances just to quiet the brain. Because imagination and storytelling, high level, but also high energy cognitive processing. So what do? We turn to addiction. This is why I work with male individuals, but also couples who struggle with these things. Anxiety that creates either anger, resentment, or people fall into addictive patterns and behaviors. And I'm not talking just alcohol, weed, or pornography. There's a lot of addictive things that we use to try to cope with the bullshit of life because our imagination and storytelling, cognitive processing is really, really, really moving along. And this is what I want to focus on. And for me, in counseling, I help people. understand how their imagination and storytelling is working, how their past life and their personality and their temperament also contribute, and how that new narrative that's playing in the old drive-in theater here between the ears, how this truly does drive anxiety. And boy, that can really wreck your life. It can really wreck your relationships. Now, the advantage to counseling is you can go in and meet with somebody and develop psychological fitness skills. Now, I'm going to say, because I work with males and I work with couples, I'm very big on psychoeducation, and I'm very big on developing psychological fitness skills, right? I belong to the YMCA, and even though I just had open-heart surgery 5 weeks ago, I'm going back to the Y, I'm walking on the treadmill, I'm doing other things to get back into playing shape, get back into playing weight. It's part of my cardiac rehab. Towards the end of this month in March, I'm going to be going to cardiac physical therapy, where I'll actually be at the hospital. They'll be monitoring me and putting me through various tests to make sure that my heart is healing, growing, and developing the way it's supposed to post the surgery. And so when I go over there to the Y, I engage in physical fitness skills so that I can have physical wellness. I can be in playing shape. And my physical wellness impacts, of course, my mental wellness. And so I develop certain skills. I learn how to do certain exercises. I learn how to do things that improve my body's overall health. I do the same thing for my mind with psychological fitness skills. The benefits of counseling is that you can sit down with another human being who has an expertise, uses evidence-based practices to help you develop that skill set, to help you learn how to manage your anxiety or your depression, right? To help you manage maybe both of them. I have anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression are the common colds, the flus, if you will, of behavioral health. And for a lot of us, when we sit down and talk to somebody who can help us share what's going on, help us expose the things in our life that create fear, that create sadness, that create resentment, the things that drive our anger behaviors or our addictive behaviors, once we can start to put those things out on the table, we feel immensely better. It's out in the light now. It's no longer hiding in the dark crawl space or the dark attic of our soul. We're getting it out. And a good therapist is going to connect with your personality, your temperament, will use your life story to help you express these things. I'm not good with every client. I can't be. It's impossible. And so on the client side, it's hard for you because you might have to interview, meet with, talk to a variety of counselors before you really begin the counseling process so that you can find the right counselor for you. As I was saying earlier, if it's about tears and tissues, God love you. Find the therapist, the counselor, who's going to help you with that. If you're more about whiteboards like me, and you're more about trying to find active solutions quickly to the problems that you face, then find a therapist who's going to work with you in that area. If you're looking just to spill, just to share, just to talk, for someone just to listen, find a therapist who's going to do that. There are lots of different therapists out there because their personality, their temperament, and their life story influence their counselor characteristics. As a client, it's your responsibility to find the person that's going to work best for you, that's going to match your needs. Nowadays, with telehealth therapy, you have even greater access and reach, right? Back in the day, even 4 years ago when I provided counseling, I was in the suburban area of Chicago. And when people would come to the practice I was working with, they had no choice, they did have a choice, obviously. But what would happen is I would get people who lived within like a 10-mile radius of the practice, right? Because back then, we'd look up counselor, we'd look up our neighborhood, we'd find somebody, and that was a limited source of limited source of counselors. Now with telehealth, you have an opportunity to go to psychologytoday.com and use their therapist finder to search the entire state in which you live for a counselor who focuses on the area which you want to address. Counseling is becoming much more focused on specialty. Mine, male individuals and couples, along with focusing on anxiety and then the anger and the addiction that can often follow that anxiety. But counseling can be really, really, really beneficial. The hardest part, of course, is you have to you have to work hard to find a therapist that's going to work best for you. And the kind of counseling, right? What are you looking for? Like I said earlier, tears and tissues, or are you looking for whiteboarding, developing solutions, and developing action plans? Both are wonderful ways to heal our soul. Both are wonderful ways to find mental wellness. The key is, are you doing the work that you as the client need to do, have the responsibility to do, to find the right therapist? All right, I'm going to take another break, and I'll be back in roughly a little over 3 minutes. For those of you watching the feed, sometimes you'll hear the audio go out. I'm testing as we're getting back in the saddle here again, so I'm kind of testing the show to see how everything works. I want to see if leaving the microphone open during the breaks, which does it pick up, comes up for you guys watching on the video feed. The other is, does it provide feedback or does it give feedback for those of you listening live? So bear with me as I get back in the saddle here. Bob Zima, the resident lunatic. There we go. I'm Bob Zima, the resident lunatic lover and poet here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe, and you're listening to Marauder Radio, pirate radio for mental wellness, and we'll be back in just a moment.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Don't drive angry, man. Don't drive angry.
Oh, righty then.
You're listening to Marauder Radio with your host, the pirate king of the hole in the soul crew, Mr. Bob Zima.
Mr. Bob, come on down here. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, God. Help me, Allah. Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise.
Hi everybody, it's Bob Zima, and I want to tell you about my healing video, Grief is Like a Vacuum, It Sucks, that is available on Amazon's Instant Video Store. Here's what it's all about.
You know, grief is like a vacuum, because it sucks. We sense when a storm is coming. Nobody wants to be known as a griever. We know when a storm is coming. We do everything in our life to avoid grief, and sometimes we just stay out in the rain. We go out of our way to avoid the pain of loss and the process of grief, and get out of the rain and get out of the storm and find that shelter and that hope.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
First and foremost, grief, the thing we all dread, the thing we all try to stay away from, is a healing process. This video is designed to help you develop your own unique style and process of grieving. It's about you discovering how you heal. This video is going to challenge you to find the grieving processes and the coping techniques that are going to work best for you.
You can buy my video or simply rent it via the Amazon Instant Video Store, and it's just a couple of bucks. Hey, for a couple of dollars, will you start your healing today? Cruise on over to BobZima.com to find out how you can download or purchase Grief is Like a Vacuum, It Sucks.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Grumpy Gator Cafe. My name again is Bob Zima, and I am the resident lunatic lover and poet here at the cafe. And you are listening to Marauder Radio, arg mateys, pirate radio for mental wellness. Arg, it's Pirate Radio for Mental Wellness. And we just talked a little bit about what are the benefits of counseling. I mean, I could do a whole show on that, and there's tremendous benefits. When I talk to guys, I always say, what's the benefit of counseling if you're a guy, if you're a male? Really simple. Have you ever gone to see a golf pro to work on your sand wedge game, to work on how to get out of the bunkers, to work on putting, to work on pitching up to the green? That's a huge part of golf. You can cut down a lot of strokes if your short game is really good. Or what about just driving? Have you ever gone to a pro and had some advice, recommendations, solutions offered? What about with your car? When your car's engine light goes on, do you fix it yourself? Many guys that I work with actually do. But there's a lot of us out there, too, males who simply do not know what to do when the check engine light comes on, me in particular. I mean, the first time it came on, I pulled over, I opened the hood, I said, oh, there's the engine, I guess it's okay, and I got back in and drove. But then later I found out that the check engine light means that there's something, some kind of sensor not working. I remember about 11 months ago, my son, who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, said the check engine light came on the car that he has out in Vegas. My immediate thought was, well, you know, right, the gas cap, right? And that's the first thing. But I didn't know. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not an expert. So what did I do? I went to an AutoZone. I had them plug in their diagnostic tool, and they told me what the issue was. We talked about it, and then we came up with a solution. That's what counseling is, guys. If you go to a golf pro, if you've taken lessons on how to bowl better, if you have got a physical personal trainer, right, to help you craft an exercise plan to help you get to where you want to be physically, that's the same thing a counselor does. That's the same thing I do. This is one of the reasons why I enjoy working with male individuals and couples. Is because I like to diagnose, right? Somebody comes in, they tell me about what's going on in their world, they tell me stories, they tell me narratives of their life, and we begin to take those narratives and we begin to identify where are the problems in their life. Most people, when they come into counseling, they point the fingers either at themselves or they point the fingers at their family, friends, coworkers, bosses. And here's the bottom line, folks. Mike White, who created narrative therapy, a therapy that I use almost every single day, said, people are not problems. Problems are problems. Problems are problems. People are not problems. We're not the problem. Our spouse, our coworkers, our boss, our friends, our family members, they're not problems. Problems are problems. For a lot of people, the problems that they face have to do with the dynamics, the internal functioning, if you will, of their relationships. We form relationships or connections to people, places, and things because we have needs. And at the end of the day, folks, if we get our needs met through effective and healthy connections, we have mental wellness. We have a balance in our mental health approach. But when those connections to people, places, and things become a little bumpy, our lives can also become a little turbulent. This is where anxiety begins. As I was saying in the previous segment, we start to create, right? We start to imagine, oh my gosh, my boss hates me. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be fired. Oh my gosh, no one at this company likes me. We start to take those narratives and we start to add our own flavoring. Pretty soon those narratives of things that may not even exist, that may not even happen, suddenly impact our emotional stability. And in order to deal with that anxiety and that fear, we may turn to blowing off a little steam through a little bit of aggression, aggravation, annoyance, right? And what happens when we blow off that little bit of steam in our relationships? We begin to create resentment. We begin to create turbulence in the relationship. And then what happens? Our mind starts to build off that narrative and that story, and we create a movie of the week in our drive-in theater, which leads to complete emotional and behavioral instability. But at the end of the day, the reason I like working with men or males and couples, this type of counseling often focuses on very pragmatic, solution-focused approaches to counseling. It's not that I'm against emotions. I think emotions are really important. But the reality is you can't control an emotion. The second thing is anger is not an emotion. Anger is a behavior. We kick, we scream, we yell, we fight, we drink, we drug, we watch porn, we cheat on our spouse, right? These are all behaviors. They're verbs. Yelling, kicking, screaming, cheating, drinking, drugging. Anything that ends in an ing, as we learned in fifth grade, is a verb, right? It's a verb. It's a present verb. We're doing something in real time to try to cope with our own anxiety. We're trying to eliminate that unwanted toxic emotion from our world. That's what we're doing. And anger is not an emotion. It's behavioral. And there's two things that we can control: how we think about things, right? And how we choose to respond to them. Which is why I said in Bubba Counseling, which by the way is the name, kind of the affectionate name I give my counseling practices and services, Bubba Counseling, it all starts with hoo-yah therapy. Head out of your ass. Hoo-yah. And the first thing is to recognize I have the power over the way I view things, over the way I interpret things, over the perspectives I have and the perceptions I use to guide my life. I have control over that. And I can either point the finger at myself or point the finger at another and say, they're the problem, I'm the problem, I'm a wimp. And you know what? That's going to get you nowhere. I've got to identify the problem first. I've got to get my head out of my ass. Because until I have a cranium rectum extraction, I'm running my entire life with my head in my ass, which A, is dark, B, smelly, and all I do is get to view world out of my navel. It's like so limited, my perspective, when I am running my life out of my navel. So the first step is a cranium rectum extraction. Recognize that you have the power to change how you think. Now, male individuals, whether it's chromosomal, whether it's societal, who knows? I'm sure there's research on it, and I've looked. I probably need to do more work on it, but at the end of the day, males are pragmatic. Males have a tendency to be solution-focused, so this is why I deal with a lot of men and couples, because couples, too, come to counseling more in a problem resolution mode and trying to find solutions to improve their relationship. The other thing, folks, when working with couples, it's not that that each person is the client. The relationship, the marriage is the client, the connection. And when I work with people, I'm trying to help them figure out how to make their relationship, their connection, their dynamic healthier, more effective, richer, in an effort for both of them to get what they want from that relationship. Remember, I said that a little bit earlier. We engage in relationships. We build connections. We maintain connections. We grow connections. We nurture connections for one reason and one reason only, to get our needs met. I'm in a marriage with a wonderful woman. I'm in this marriage because I have certain needs. There are things that I want that make me happy, and I engage in this marriage because that marriage provides those needs for me. My wife does the same thing. When we both are win-a-win, a chicken dinner, the relationship is healthy. But the minute she or I do not get our needs met, the relationship can become a little turbulent. Excuse me, a little tickle there. Cardinal sin of podcasting and live streaming. Don't cough. But the reason I like working with male individuals and couples, as I've said earlier, is that my personality, temperament, and approach has always been about trying to solve problems, right? Not change people, but solve problems. Figure out a way to solve problems, create more efficiency, find effective and healthy behaviors, because again, I can control behaviors, that feed into my relationships, that feed into my connections, that make them happy, healthy, and whole. This is the whole goal. Right? And it doesn't even have to be a marriage. That's a huge connection. Think about the connection you have to work, the connection you have with coworkers, the connection you have with neighbors or people at your church or people in your bowling alley or the guys or the gals you golf with, right? Think about all those relationships. Think about every connection point you have in your life. And think about the ones that really provide for your needs, where you really are satisfied and you get your needs met. I bet you those are going to be the connections that are at the top of your list, the ones that get the most attention, right? Everybody always says, oh, he's down in a man cave watching sports. Well, guess what? There's a connection to the man cave. There's a connection to a sport. There's a connection to a team. When we engage with the man cave, the sport, and the team, we get our needs met. The key thing is understanding, what are those needs? What do I have a need for? Because when your needs go unmet, or when you need to meet your needs and that conflicts with the another relationship, this is where problems begin to rear their head. This is where problems begin. And problems can turn into resentment. And resentment, my friends, oh my gosh, that's the cancer of relationships. And so when I work with male individuals, or I work with couples, or I do seminars and workshops through Bubba Counseling, the focus is always on that cranium rectum extraction. Can you share your narrative? Can you share your story? Can you tell us, tell me, tell yourself, which is probably the most important. Can you say to yourself, here's the genuine problem. Here's the genuine issue. It's usually not a person. It's a problem, right? Well, I need some downtime after work. So I go to the man cave and I watch a couple of sporting events that I have on the TV, but that bothers my spouse. Because when I get home, my spouse wants me to relieve them from watching the children all day. Well, guess what? I've been working all day too. Now, I respect my spouse, and I respect my spouse's, you know, being an at-home parent, but I need a break too. This isn't an issue with your spouse, your kids, or yourself. You're not the problem. Your spouse isn't the problem. Your children aren't the problem. The problem is that there are two adults running this family that at a certain point in each day, they need a break. They need to take a break and decompress, a little bit of self-care, right? The most overused concept and word we have in America today, self-care. But what happens when you feel obligated to come in and relieve your spouse and not take that break? Resentment. What happens when your spouse notices you take that break and they don't get a break? Resentment. Where does that resentment go? Turns into anger, turns into conflict, turns into aggression, aggravation, annoyance. Sometimes people give us the cold shoulder. That's an anger behavior. Sometimes they yell at us. They call us self-centered. Worse yet, call us a narcissist. How many guys out there have been called a narcissist by their spouse simply for wanting to focus on their own wants and needs? Probably a lot of them. At the end of the day, this is what Bubba Counseling is, and this is how I work. This is also what this podcast is all about, is helping you be able to truly separate people from problems, to truly understand, diagnose, dig into that real problem, right? So whether you're out there with your pitching wedge, or you're trying to figure out how to create more spin on your bowling ball, or you're working with your car, or you're trying to remodel a bathroom and you need to know how to do it, you've got to develop some skills. There needs to be education around the development of those skills. You have to deploy those skills to see if they're even going to be effective. If they are effective, are they healthy? When you deploy a psychological fitness skill in your life, is it effective? Does it fulfill your needs? Does it help you get what you want? Then it's effective. But the other side is it has to be healthy. Because even if something is effective, it can be unhealthy to another connection. It can be unhealthy to that connection you're working on in that moment, right? It can get so convoluted. And this is why counseling, I think, sometimes gets a bad rap, because it is so encompassing our entire life. Bubba Counseling, for me, working with individuals or couples, it's about first understanding the narrative. Where is the issue? Where is life not flavorful? Where is life not rich, not colorful? Where is the bullshit of life? The bullshit of life. Where does that fall for you? Then let's really understand the problems. Let's understand your wants and needs. Let's start to create narratives, action plans that help you resolve those problems in a healthy and effective way, but also help you get your needs met. At the end of the day, your spouse, your coworkers, your friends, your family members, they're on the hook for solving their own problems, for getting their own needs met. Doesn't mean you can't be collaborative, because you can certainly be collaborative. You can certainly understand what your spouse may need, what your boss may need, what your coworkers may need. In fact, the boss and coworker in those environments of work, it's often really spelled out. You know exactly what the boss is expecting of you. And it's not if the boss expects way too much from you or expects you to do it quickly. Again, it's not that the boss is the problem. The problem here is the timeline. The problem here is you have too much work to be able to get accomplished in the time frame that the boss gave you. Now, see, when you begin to focus on that as the problem, now we can really help you leverage psychological fitness skills and your strengths to help you negotiate and collaborate with your boss or your spouse. Because now you're working on the problem. You're not focused on a person. I know it can get really convoluted and get really get lost in the weeds. Me in particular can get lost in the weeds. But going back to what I said in the first segment, the benefit of counseling is it helps you be able to figure out what can you do. What are your strengths? What are your psychological fitness skills? How does your personality and temperament and life story, how does all of that come together to help you be a better writer, producer, and director of the story of your life? How can you be a much more efficient and effective problem solver? How can you use effective, healthy, and efficient psychological fitness skills to help you live the life that you've written, that you desire, that you want? That's the benefit of counseling. Well, we're nearing the end of our show for today, and I really appreciate that you've listened or joined us live on the stream or joined us live on Blog Talk Radio. In a few days, this particular episode will be either chopped up into mini segments or, I don't know, sometimes I'll use the whole thing just post it on the podcast website. You can always go to bobzima.com, that's BOBZIMA.com, for all sorts of information on my media mayhem, my counseling, even my consulting services. I offer workshops and seminars. If you want to have me come out and talk to your group, please don't hesitate. But again, go to bobzima.com. You'll find all the information there on the blog that I write, the Marauder Radio show, the Marauder Radio podcast, and the live video streams. Also follow me on social media to stay up to date on everything that we're doing. But other than that, folks, it's been great to have you with us here on the world's largest therapy couch. And we will be talking soon on the radio.
Time for me to fly.
Here is done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. Wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!